Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Shannon Gray, and this morning we've got our weekly look at corn. We're doing that today with Texas Corn Producers Education Director, Hannah Dast. And Hannah, thanks for being with us this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited because this is our first time having you on here at KGNC, and I know. Man, Texas corn producers, y'all do so much for producers, but you also turn around and do so much for our youth and for education. You even have a student scholarship that you recently awarded to a student here recently.
Right, absolutely. We give away each year four $1,000 scholarships to students in high school and college. To receive these scholarships, students write an essay on an issue that's facing the corn industry, and they also become student members of our association. Our student membership program is a way that we kind of get the next generation of agriculturists involved, and this is one of the benefits of being a member, is being able to apply for our scholarships.
What are some of the issues that these students were writing about?
They wrote on a lot of different things, including everything from water issues to GMOs to different facets of public perception. We even had one student write on farm succession. So they covered a lot of different facets of the ag industry there in their essays.
Wow, yeah, I mean, the youth really is the future of any industry, but especially looking at ag. So it's awesome to hear that we just have such a bright, engaged generation coming up here in Texas. And I really want to know who stood out, who were the winners this year?
Yes, our high school winners were Luke Reed of Temple, Texas, Ellis Trevino of Franklin, Texas, and then our college winners were J.B. Stegall of Dalhart and Chris Barron of College Station.
Wow, congrats go out to all four of those winners. And what are they able to use those scholarship funds for?
That scholarship money will go straight to them to use for whatever they need, whether that be for tuition or books. That is up to them.
Wonderful. Well, I mean, really exciting to hear that, again, that we have so many great young individuals coming up in the ag industry. And the scholarship, it's really just one part of what you do in terms of education for Texas corn producers. What are some of the other efforts that you're working on currently?
We have been working on a lot of different things in education lately. One of our main focuses has been our Corn in the Classroom program. This is a kindergarten through fifth grade curriculum that really aims to give a base knowledge of ag to young students so that it can grow with them throughout the years. This curriculum meets our state standards, and it is available in both digital and traditional formats to kind of meet the needs of this crazy year we've been having. But that is on our website, texascorn.org, available for free for teachers or parents who want to access that there.
Well, Hannah, I think that's all my questions. Did you have anything else you wanted to add today?
If you want to find any more about any of our education efforts, you can visit the education tab at texascorn.org. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. My email is hannah@texascorn.org.
Always a great, informative interview when we talk with Texas corn producers. And really want to thank you, Hannah. You've done such a great job on that education front for our young ones coming up. So thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Again, that is Hannah Dast. She is the education director for Texas Corn Producers. And again, more information on that Corn in the Classroom program, those scholarship recipients, or how to be a future scholarship recipient, you can visit their website, texascorn.org. That is going to wrap up our Ag Hour this morning. Please go out there and make it a great one. I'm your KGNC Agribusiness News Director, Shannon Gray.